This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The appreciative, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This name is in the Quran a number of times, around six times in total. It comes in the form of ash-shakir, and it comes in the form of ash-shakur. And the difference is frequency. Ash-shakir is the one who shows appreciation for a good deed that is done. He shows a high degree of appreciation for a small deed that is done. Ash-shakur is the one who constantly will show appreciation through large amounts of reward for small amounts of deeds. الَّذِي يُعْطِي الْعَطَاءَ الْأَكْبَرُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. The one who gives the ultimate amount of reward for small deeds. That's what it means to be ash-shakir or shakur. And this, of course, if you understand the name, then you understand what it's supposed to mean for us in terms of our personal behaviors. I'm going to share with you a few stories. Go ahead. Of Ismullah subhanahu wa ta'ala ash-shakur. Yarwi Imam al-Bukhari, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال بينما رجل يمشي في الصحراء في يوم شديد الحر إذ لاقى جبا فنزل فيه فشرب فصعد فإذا كلب يأكل الثرى من العطش. The man was walking in the desert on a very hot day, and he got very thirsty, and he came by a well. So he goes down and he drinks the water. He comes up and he finds a dog is biting down on the sand. He is so thirsty. Sometimes that's a degree of thirst that is right before death, where you're looking for some moisture in the sand, anything, just some degree of moisture. قَالَ فَنَزَلَ إِلَى الْبِئْرِ فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُ مَاءً فَمَلَأَ خُفَّهُ فَصَعَدَ بِالْمَاءِ. He went down, he filled his boot with water. فَسَقَ الْكَلْبِ, and he gave the dog something to drink. قَالَ فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performed shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed appreciation to his deed, and he forgave his sin. فقال الصحابة يا رسول الله أولنا في البهائم أجر. Ya Rasulullah, why do we get أجر for taking care of an animal? فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صحبه وسلم في كل كبد رطبة أجر. Memorize those five words. في كل كبد رطبة أجر. For in each Kabid ratba is a moist liver. That's the literal translation. It's symbolic. It means a living soul, something that is alive. So fi kulli kabidin ratba ajr. Within the service of every living thing, there is ajr. Wa yarwi al-Imam al-Bukhari wal Imam Muslim anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam haddatha as-sahabata an baghiyyin min baghaya bani Israel sharibat min bi'rin فنظرت فإذا كلب عطش فنزلت إلى البئر فملأت له خفها فسقته فشكر الله لها فغفر لها. Then a lady from Bani Israel, Baghi, she performed actions for money. She would drink from a well, and she would find an animal that was thirsty, so she would fill her boot with water and give it to him to drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakara laha, showed her appreciation, and he forgave her sin. He forgave this type of behavior. فَغَفَرَ لَهَا. In another narration, وَأَدْخَلَهَا الْجَنَّةِ, and he granted her jannah. وَيَرْوِي إِمَامُ الْبُخَارِيُّ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَرَّ رَجُلٌ عَلَى غُصْنِ شَوْكٍ عَلَى الطَّرِيقَ فَأَزَاحَهُ فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ. That a person was walking down the street and he saw a ghusn, a branch of shawk that had thorns in it. So he removed it from the path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed appreciation for him, and he forgave his sin. The same hadith with a different narration in the collection of Imam Muslim, where it goes a little bit different. It's a little bit different. And it goes like this. قَالْ مَرَ رَجُلٌ عَلَى غُصْنِ شَوْكٍ فَقَالْ لَأُنَحْيَنَّ هَذَا عَنْ طَرِيقِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَنَحَّاهُ فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. That a man walked by a thorn-filled branch, and he said to himself, I swear I'm going to remove this out of the way of the Muslim so that it doesn't harm anyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him appreciation, and he made him from the people of Jannah.
سبحان الله الشكور.
أبو سفيان صخر ابن حرب, who is the known character within the seerah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, for many years opposed him عليه الصلاة والسلام. There are two stories that exist in the seerah that have the following commentary by Ibn Abbas, and I'm going to share them with you. The first one is that on the day of his hijrah عليه الصلاة والسلام, Abu Jahl came knocking and pounding on the door of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, looking for him, didn't find him, and he ended up slapping his daughter عليه الصلاة والسلام, Sayyidah Fatima, Zahra عليه السلام. And she got upset and she asked what to do, so she was given the khabar from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He sent back to her and go to Abu Sufyan. So she goes عليه السلام to Abu Sufyan and she tells him, this is what Abu Jahl does, or this is what Abu Jahl, sorry, did to me. So Abu Sufyan would take Fatima, he was kafir, he was mushrik at the time. He would go and he would knock on the door of Abu Jahl. This story is in the seerah of Ibn Hisham. And he would open the door and Abu Sufyan would say, "Ultumihi kama latamaki," slap him as he slapped you. So she did. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اللَّهُمَّ ادَّخِرْهَا لِأَبِي سُفْيَانَ. Oh Allah, keep it for Abu Sufyan. Hold on to it for Abu Sufyan. And another story, during the Hisar al-Shi'b, a few years before, when they were being boycotted within the area of Bani Hashim, a man called Hisham ibn Amr al-Amiri, this gentleman would load a camel with food and then send it into the Shi'ab for people to eat because they were starving to death. يعني this story يعني ما أشبه اليوم بال يعني بالبارحة وما أشبه يعني غدا باليوم. Similar today is to yesterday. They were starving, so this man would send in aid, and they got caught a few times. And the rule was you're not allowed to send in aid, so they beat him once or twice. The third time they beat him a little bit too severely. So Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam later, but at that point he wasn't Muslim yet. He would intervene and he would say, "La tufsidu alayna kulla akhlaqina," don't ruin all of our ethics. Yani the man was sending an aid, you're gonna beat him for that, it doesn't make any sense. قال فدعا له النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال اللهم ادخرها لأبي سفيان. Hold on to keep it for Abu Sufyan. يقول ابن عباس فما منا من أحد يشك أن أبا سفيان أسلم إلا على إثر دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم له لما قام فيه في ذلك في ذينك الموضعين. Now none of us have the slightest amount of doubt that Abu Sufyan accepted Islam in his life later, except it was because of the dua of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, for those two things, for those two small deeds of khair that he did. فشكر الله له فهداه. فشكر الله له. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him appreciation. فهداه, and he guided him. Sometimes you don't realize that a part of his shukr, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he guides you. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الإمام الترمذي قال من أكرم شيخا لسنه قيض الله له عند كبره من يقوم به. Whoever takes care of someone who is elderly, due to the fact that you're elderly, like they see someone who is in need of help because they're old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure when he is old, someone is there to carry him as well, as an act of shukr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for doing it. He says alayhi salatu wa salam in hadith and al-Bukhari, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا رِزْقَ الْحَلَالَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts enough sadaqah that comes from rizq halal tayyib. فَإِذَا أَنفَقَ الْعَبْدِ. So when the servant gives sadaqah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْخُذُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that sadaqah with his right hand. And this is a symbol. وَجَلَّ جَلَّ اللَّهُ. We do not similarize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anything, and it's a figure of speech that we understand only as He wills us or wants us to understand it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a symbol of barakah. ثم يربيها لأحدكم كما يربي أحدكم فلوه. And then He will raise it for the person who gave the sadaqah as you will raise a colt, or a young horse. Isn't that what a colt is? Yeah. It's a wrong time of the day to lose my vocabulary. Yeah. As one of you would raise a colt into a horse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your sadaqah and He'll raise it. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ, as he says subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. He does riba subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالصَّدَقَاتِ. Riba is haram, except when you give a sadaqah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs riba. He gives it back to you with interest. Why? Because he is a shakur subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why. Is a concept of shukr. In the hadith al-Qudsi, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجِزِي بِهِ. He says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ. Every single deed that the human being does, there's a specific amount of reward that is awaiting for it. A certain amount of reward is awaiting you for the deed that you do. Except fasting. Except fasting. What, there's no reward? No. Fasting is specific. It is personal. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there's no one involved in this. No one technically is actually involved in fasting aside you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you can do whatever you want. You can act like you're fasting all day. You can continue to eat sandwiches and drink water and have a good... No one really has the ability to know. No one can hold you accountable. So when you actually fast throughout the day and you don't eat and you don't drink, this is something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's so specific and it's so special and so sincere that he says it's mine. I mean, this is my business. I don't assign this number. And I will personally give back the ajr for it on the day of judgment. Because subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a shakur. It comes in the Quran with a number of names. It comes with the name Al-Halim. It comes with the name Al-Ghafoor. It comes with the name Al-Alim. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you find that the usage of this name comes with the certain types of deeds. So one of them is the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, those who recite this book and they perform, establish their prayers and they give from their sadaqah, they are engaging or investing in a transaction that will not lose. He will not only serve them that which they deserve on the day of judgment, but he will increase them from his own bounty, because subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, he is the most forgiving and he is the shakur. It comes with the name shakur, ghafur, and it comes with that name because most of our deeds are not perfect and most of our deeds have flaws in them and have problems and mistakes. So it's hard to understand the name, the appreciative, when your deeds aren't perfect, aren't there's so many problems with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts these names together to say that first, I'll forgive the flaw within your good deed, and then I will show you appreciation for what's left of it, and I'll make sure that I times it by many fold. That's why it comes together. Because the first thing that comes to mind, well, yeah, you can be appreciative to a deed, but my deeds aren't that great to begin with. That's why he's ghafoor. He'll forgive the flaws that exist. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنُ. The people in Jannah, they will turn and say, all praise be to Allah, the one who took away from us all pain and all sorrow. He took away from us. إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, our Lord is the most forgiving and he's the appreciative. جَلَّ جَلَالُ اللَّهِ. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. If you offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan, a good loan, قَرْض حَسَن, He will يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ, He will times it for you manifold. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, And He will forgive any sin that is left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the appreciative. And He is the Halim. It comes with the name Al-Halim, the patient one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Shakur, but He's not in a hurry for it. He's patient, even if it takes you a while to figure out what you're supposed to be doing. So he doesn't make a deadline for it, that if you don't do it now, then you don't get appreciated. No. Whenever you decide to do it, he will show, whenever you decide to do a good deed, he'll be shakur for it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will grant you the reward beyond what you actually deserved for the actual act, even if it's late, because he's halim. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً. And those who perform a hasanah, نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. We will increase and add to it excellence, even though it may not be like that in its nature. Maybe the action itself does not have a lot of husn, does not have a lot of excellence or goodness in it. You just do it, and we will increase. نَزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving, and He's the appreciative subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ, in the ayat that talk about Safa, يعني عمرة, إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ. Those who perform Hajj or Umrah, and then they perform Safa, Sa'i, and anyone who tatawwa does something extra.
Anyone who decides to do something just a little bit extra for the sake of Allah, then indeed Allah is appreciative. He'll pay you back. Wa'alim, He knows what you're doing. Nothing goes on. See, how is He going to be appreciative if He does not know? If He's not omniscient, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He's aware of every deed that you are doing, then you'll be like, well, what if this goes unnoticed? It doesn't matter. Nothing goes unnoticed. He notices everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't worry, any deed, no matter how small it is, He notices it and He will perform shukr for it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do with your punishment? If you show appreciation and you have belief, this is a rhetorical question. To say, you'll get rid of it. It'll be completely removed. There's no need for it. We don't need it. We never did. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. Why would He hold on to it? Why would He keep it? There's no point of keeping it. He's not out to get you. إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you show some appreciation for that which you have, and you have iman, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a shakir, He's the one who shows appreciation, and He is the omniscient subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a difference between His name Al-Hamid and His name Al-Shakur. They're a little bit different. Al-Hamid is the one who is worthy of praise. There's no reason for it. I mean, you don't need a reason. You don't need something to happen in order for you to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is worthy of praise by nature. It's not a name that we're going to have the opportunity to talk about this month, because we run out of days before I can get to it. There's a couple of names that I wish we had. I don't know, Ramadan was a bit longer to get through them. But Al-Hamid is the one who is worthy of praise by nature, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what he gets from you. He gets the fact that you continue to praise. Regardless of it, the fact that He is Allah, He's worthy of praise. Before He offered anything, before He created or did anything, subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by the nature of Him being Allah, He is Al-Hamid, He is worthy of praise. His name is Shakur. Shakur is what He offers you. Hamid is what He gets from you. You say Alhamdulillah. Shakur is how He treats you. So it's a two-way road. You show praise and He will show you shukr. And the more you praise, the more He will do shukr, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way for you to understand the concept of Jannah is through His name is Shakur. There is no other way for you to comprehend it. Because there is no deed within this world that can be equated in terms of reward to Jannatin Na'im. It makes no sense. It makes zero sense for this whole story to exist in the way that it does. Except if you understand that His name is Ash-Shakur, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. It's the only way for you to make sense of it. Because how is it that He creates us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from nothingness? He owns not only our bodies, but our spirits and our souls as well. And we have nothing in our lives that we can do that will reach Him in any way. Nothing that we offer, good or bad, will affect Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, good or bad. Nothing that we do reaches Him or affects Him in a good or bad manner at all. Whether you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or you don't praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the praiseworthy and it makes no difference to Him. Whether you obey or you don't, whether you have iman or you don't, it touches Him in no way subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. It does not increase in His mulk, nor does it decrease in His sovereignty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet, He is going to reward you for doing things that are not only not going to benefit Him, but they're actually designed to benefit you in both lives, in the life that you're living right now and later. He's telling you to do something that is strictly beneficial for you, and He's telling you to stay away from things that are strictly harmful for you. And if you do that which is selfishly helpful for you, if you stay away from things that are selfishly harmful for you, and you end up doing that, He will grant you eternity in pleasure. Explain to me how that makes the slightest amounts of sense. Explain to me how that deal, how does that deal work? what type of deal is that? He's a shakur, that's how. The answer is one word, Allahu shakur. He is the one who gives immense amount of reward for the smallest amount of deeds. So we do something that's not worth anything. It's nothing. Nothing. You take care of somebody, you do something nice, you say something nice. You move you move a ghusl, shawk from people's way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yashkuru lak. And He will show you shukr. He will show you appreciation for the fact that you did this. And He will forgive your sin and pardon you and elevate your status and put you in Jannah for this thing. Yes. It's hard to know His name is Shakur and not love Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very hard. You need a very rigid heart to understand His name is Shakur and not love the fact that that's His nature subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are three ways to live with this name. I think the most important part of understanding His name is Shakur. There's a lot of verses in the Quran that talk about this, so it's not difficult to keep on going. But I think it's really worth kind of thinking about the piece of what we should do. Since He does so much for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe we talk about, the first one is be appreciative of yourself. Praise is just the concept. It's just the conceptualization of shukr. It's really not the action. Shukr is a larger word. Hamd is a part of it. Hamd is the mental, intellectual one, where you feel that He is worthy of praise. You see it. You acknowledge it. You recognize it. So you say, Alhamdulillah. And it's the part of every, it's how the Quran begins. Alhamd, you praise. Our Prophet Muhammad, he is the one who is praised the most. Before that, he was Ahmad, the most praising. He carries the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the banner of Alhamd, alayhi salatu wasalam. His ummah is called Al-Hammadun. He prostrates under the Arsh, alayhi salatu wasalam, the Day of Judgment. فَيَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مَحَامِدَ لَمْ يَفْتَحُ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ وَلَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ. And he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment. And for that, Yawm al-Qiyamah begins. The concept of Alhamd. You want your Jannah, the first thing they say, Alhamdulillah الذي أذهب عنا الحزن. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is the mentality. This is the attitude. But then shukr is the actual behaviors. It's showing it through your actions. It's proving it through the way you live. And he says, and regarding that, he says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. There's very few people will perform shukr. Hamd, it rolls off the tongue. Yeah, كيف حالك are you doing? Alhamdulillah. And then I talk to someone else. كيف حالك are you doing? Because I'm senile. You say, Alhamdulillah. Then I see you after a few minutes. Hey, doing well? Yes. Alhamdulillah, ya Sheikh. It just rolls off the tongue. Yeah? It's a beautiful part of our culture as an ummah. It's easy. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah in all times. But shukr, that's different. Shukr, that requires you to actually take that which you were. Amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. You're given the ni'mah and then you use it. Then you washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. And show appreciation to Allah. If you truly worship Him and serve Him, show it. By serving others, giving it to someone who needs it, making sure it reaches the mouth and the hand of someone who requires it. Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, one of his ad'iyah, would say, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel. And the sahaba, his students would say, what are you, وَقَالَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Make me from that qaleel. He's stating that very few people show shukr. Very few. Think about that. This is a statement. It's a divine statement. That very few people are capable of being appreciative for what they have and grateful and actually using it in a way that's meaningful. Very few. Make sure you're amongst the few. Make sure you're amongst that few, that small amount of people that truly feel the appreciation for what they've got, for the deal that they've been offered, and then they actually show it through their behaviors. That's number one. Number two, show gratitude and appreciation to people. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, مَن لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who does not show appreciation to people does not show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, another hadith, man sana'a ilaykum ma'rufan fakafi'uhu. Anyone who does something good to you or does a ma'ruf for you, kafi'uhu, meaning pay them back. Pay them back. This is how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam, by the way. His character, you want to know a part of his character, like a central part of his character. Anytime he did something good for you, anytime you did something nice or kind to him, he would never forget it. Every time he saw you, he'd remind you of it. And he would continue to reward you for it. Like time and time again, until you start beg him to stop doing it. Like it was just one thing I did. Yeah. And whatever good he did for you would never come up again in a conversation. Ever. Not directly with you, nor with someone else. Never. Whatever good he did for you, that would end right there. he was not interested in ever this in this ever coming up again in another conversation. But if you did something for him, every time he saw you, he'd remind you of the good thing you did for him. And he would thank you for it. And he'd make sure that whenever he has something, he would send it over to you as a gift for the time that you did that one thing for him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So part of his character. Why? Because his Lord is a shakur. So he's shakur as well, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And that's how we're supposed to be in our lives. We're supposed to show that shukr. Have that ability to not focus on the good that we're doing for others, but the good that others are doing for us, and then showing appreciation. If you do that, if you perform shukr in yourself in your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely perform shukr for you. If you show Allah subhanahu, if you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the amount of shukr that you are showing people that you are dealing with, then He will do the same for you. وَحَاشَ لِلَّهِ أَنْ يَقْبَلَ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَشْكَرَ مِنْهُ. And Allah says, I would never accept that His servant performs more shukr than He does. You would never accept that. He will always perform more shukr than you will. So you show shukr, He will show you more. And then the final piece is be sincere in what you do. Because it's borderline rude not to. If He's going to take your deed, look at it, it's full of flaws and there's a lot of problems within it. He's going to remove all the flaws and forgive it. And then He's going to take the deed itself. He's going to emphasize it and multiply it, and then give you 10 or 50 or 100 or 700 fold of reward for it. Should there not be a little bit of sincerity in it? If that's what He's doing for you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not paying you back yani, 1 per 1 or 1 per 10. He's doing way more than that, Jalla Jalalu, every single time you do a good deed. Is it not worth at least that deed come as an initiative, something that you do from yourself? You don't have to be dragged to do it. You don't have to be forced to do it. You don't have to feel, don't make it seem as if this is just another burden that you're carrying. It doesn't look very nice. When He's giving this much back for it, any other deal in dunya, you would be much happier. In dunya, if you were being given this type of deal, then you would be happy to give this money. No problem. All smiles and all enthusiasm, because you're getting so much back for the small investment that you're giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing that all the time. And yet we show Him these actions and these rituals and these acts of obedience that are filled with flaw, that lack sincerity and lack any form of enthusiasm and desire. Yet He's telling you, I'm going to multiply like by many folds. I'm going to perform shukr for you if you do it. So it's worth being sincere and taking initiative. And I'll end with that, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khair wa barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.